We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour Friday, final hour for us. Weekend right around the corner.
Yeah,
hopefully
man.
Everybody's got some fun plans for the weekend coming up. Supposed to be some pretty good weather. If you're drinking something or planning on drinking something, send us a picture of it on Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out. Randy got a picture of a guy drinking what looked like a Coors Light.
Yeah.
Been in the cup. This that wasn't a Coors Light.
To Tim Knott.
That's a Guinness.
Tim Knott, K-N-O-T-T. It's okay. So he has a Coors Light bottle.
Okay.
But a white cup, but it's dark beer, and it looked like a shot of orange juice. So maybe that's a mixture or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know the name of that one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. And then shout out to Extreme Detailing, because he with his lady.
As he often is on Fridays.
She got some of that white Zif.
A little Sutterholm.
The white Zif.
Nothing wrong with a little Sutterholm white Zinfandel. Yeah, tell people it's rosé. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, pour in the glass, man.
Put it in the glass. Looks like rosé.
Put in the glass, man. That's all I can say. But to all the Fast and Furious aficionados like Abe.
And you.
No, I just like it.
Okay.
I don't study it. It seems that The Rock and Vin Diesel have made up. If you didn't see the movie, at the end of the movie, Vin Diesel and The Rock comes back. In the credits, so he's going to be in the next one. Good to like, because I like them brothers.
Yeah.
I like them being friends.
I don't need any drama between The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Like, that's not good for business.
No, so doesn't listen, make sense.
They'll make, like, four more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll make four more.
I mean, they'll make infinity more, right?
Yeah.
Like, Ludacris, was it Ludacris that talked about it?
Yes.
Like, he had the best answer.
Yes.
Somebody asked him, why do you keep making them? And he was like,
We make $800 million per movie.
$1 billion when we make these movies.
Yeah.
And I bet it's really fun.
You're hanging out
with all the people that are in the movie. You seem like a bunch of cool people to be around.
Yeah, but they got to find a way to, you know, I know he was a brother. I love Paul Walker. Great. They got to find a way to you know, stop bringing him up all the damn time.
Kind of sad.
All the time. Just like, damn. And make it seem like he's alive, but he's somewhere else.
Right.
But his wife there the whole time. Like, just go away from that story.
Just move on.
Just move on from the story.
Yeah. Just move on from there. Yeah. Seems fair.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into a Braves conversation coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. They got a three game series starting tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Should be a good one. Braves have three guys on the mound that you're going to be excited to see pitch, which is great.
Yep.
That's a part of the conversation. What are we looking forward to in the month of June that maybe we didn't see in the month of May? Maybe some things from the month of May that you want to see carry over as well. We'll get into that in about 20 minutes. We'll get to the AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. If you want to text us or tweet us, we'll get to those also. But let's kick off the hour with the most important story in the world of the day. I forgot. That's what we used to call it. Let's do it. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. I got distracted because the UW softball team's on TV.
Bow!
Surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Not the softball?
They were.
Jamal Murray has it the other way. Dribbles behind his back. Peels off to the point. Whips it to Porter. Porter puts it on the floor in the baseline. Gets it to Jokic. Layup. Good!
That's a good play by Michael.
Nuggets Radio Network there. Denver Nuggets get the win last night in game one. 104-93. Probably wasn't as close as the final score would indicate either. Denver was pretty well in control of that basketball game. Now, shout out to Miami for bringing it. I think they got into, was it eight or nine in the fourth quarter, which, you know, they had to fight back a little bit to do. Every time they did that, Jokic or Murray or Porter, one of those guys had an answer for it. And again, I don't know what the game plan or solution will be to try to do anything against Jokic, because he didn't even feel like he broke a sweat last night and he had a 27-point triple-double.
Andy, he wasn't forcing nothing.
Nothing.
That was like, he took five shots. It wasn't because of something the Heat were doing.
No. They didn't walk him down. You know, like, he had 14 assists.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing that the Heat were doing. It was just, you know, he was up top and picking them apart. I mean, he is such a phenomenal passer. And what he does is he lets his teammates know that he that guy. But he lets them get involved in everything. And Miami just, you know, they have, of course, nobody has an answer for him. But Miami's got to hit shots. That's Miami's biggest thing. Miami hits shots. Miami wins that game last night if they hit shots. But now maybe it goes different and Jokic is more assertive offensively. So you don't know. Denver's just really good. I mean, Bam had 25 on 26 shots, which Denver was pretty much like, go ahead.
Yeah, that was clearly Denver's defensive game plan.
They hit two damn free throws.
Like, if they're not going to attack the rim, I mean, we're not going to foul him and put him on the line. If Jimmy Butler wants to sort of be a distributor and find shooters, all right, we can live with that. And if Bam Adebayo is going to take 25 shots,
yes,
be our guest.
Yes.
Because that's you're not going to win like that. Now, you're right. They had a lot of looks from downtown that go in normally. Like, guys that have been really good in these playoffs thus far were not very good last night. Kind of interesting. A little bit of an outlier of a game in terms of Denver winning. They shot worse from downtown than Miami did. They were 29% from three. Miami was 33% from three. In the playoffs, the team that shoots better from downtown, like the whole playoffs, has won like 80%
yes.
of the games. So that tends to be one of the indicators of who's going to win. Well, not last night. Not when they were getting as much good mid-range looks and layups, honestly, as Denver was getting, because Jokic allows that to happen. So I don't know what they throw at him, if they're going to try to mix it up, but if whatever it is, I'm sure he's got an answer for
it. He does have an answer, and both of him and Jamal both had double-digit assists and everything. And but they're going to do it. Miami, they didn't shoot the ball well, but Miami didn't put any pressure on them. Like, two free throws, and they weren't even by a guy who started the game. And so, I mean, Jimmy, we know this is what Jimmy does. When they get down or he's shooting bad, what does he do? He tries to get to the free throw line. Mm-hmm. He didn't do any of that last year. You said that we were off air. But he was shooting the ball like he was guiding
the
ball.
Looked like he was shooting darts.
Yeah, like he was trying to guide the ball in and everything. So he got to play better. I expect him to play better. But yeah.
Can Miami win this series?
Huh?
Can Miami win this series?
Yeah.
How?
Well, they got to shoot better.
Uh-huh.
Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, they can
and
do
Struce
that. They can do
and
that.
Them, they got to shoot better.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, if you had told me yesterday that Denver only scored 104 points,
mm-hmm.
I'd have liked Miami won.
Yeah, that's bad for Miami.
Yeah.
They lost the game the style they
yes.
wanted it to be in.
Yes.
Like, Denver, I mean, they scored, what'd they get, 29 in the first quarter, 30 in the second quarter. There's going to be games where they go out and put 35 on you, 40 on you in a quarter.
Right.
As good as Miami can be defensively, Denver, they have quarters where they just flat go off. And again, they didn't shoot great last night from three either.
Yeah.
So, they're here. They beat a bunch of other teams that we didn't think that they could beat. I don't know how they beat them. If they couldn't beat them last night, I don't know. Because Jokic is only going to do that or more.
You think it's going to be sweet?
No, I don't think. No. I don't mean they can't beat him in a game. Like, I think they'll get him in a game. Probably game one in Miami, I think they can probably get him. I just don't know how they get him in this series. Because, again, like, Jokic kept it in kind of like second gear most of the game last night.
Right.
He didn't even have to,
like,
he didn't have to press at all.
He didn't, like, five shots, Miami was not locking him down. He was just, like, chilling. Okay, I got this. Oh, I'm standing right here. Oh, y'all going to play me like this? Okay, let me hold the ball up high.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find my guy. Boop, boop, boop. That's what he did. And then, like, in the fourth quarter, like, okay, let me get my points on.
Well, yeah, they cut it to eight, and he's like, oh, God. Okay, do I need to go get one?
Yeah.
You're going to leave me alone at three? All right, I'm going to shoot this. I'm shooting 47% from three in the playoffs. You might not want to lag off me here. But I guess if you will, here I go.
Yeah,
anyway, good start for Denver. Game two coming up on Sunday. Talk a bit about what happened with the decision at the SEC coaches meetings as well. I guess, what?
I got a question because I wanted to ask you this because Jamal Murray was talking about the defense and Miami under 100. Was it more about their defense or Miami missing?
Missing,
okay.
I think
so too.
And again, they shot 33% from three, which isn't terrible.
All right.
But yeah, I think it was Miami missing shots.
That's all I want to know. That was it.
Guys are probably going to, like, Caleb Martin's probably not going to score three
right.
next game.
But
maybe he will.
Because
he is Caleb Martin.
Right.
Like, he's a good player, but he's not, like, he was almost the Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to do that again.
Yeah, because it's not in his, I don't want to say it's not in his DNA.
Well, it's not.
I don't want to say that, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah, but I mean, some guys are stars and some guys are not, yeah. And he's not. I mean, he's a really good player, obviously, but Jimmy Butler's probably going to have really good games in this series.
Did you wear your Washington shirt because they were going to be Washington?
No, I didn't even know.
I know LSU's playing there. That's why Bo has all this LSU on. What's a better purple? And we'll go partial. Abe, what's a better purple? Washington purple or LSU purple?
LSU.
What makes it better?
I think it's a little brighter.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a little bit of a brighter purple. You guys go purple and gold, right? That's what you say?
Correct.
So do we.
So yeah. Gold. Okay.
But ours is gold, though. Like, yours is yellow.
It is yellow, Bo.
Bright yellow.
It's bright yellow.
Looks like gold.
But our gold is gold.
No, it looks like yellow.
Yellow.
Gold is actually a dull yellow. It's
yeah,
not
it is.
A bright
no,
yellow.
Yeah, no, our gold is a dull yellow.
I know, I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not a great, like, it's not, I like our purple more than I like our gold. I like your guys' yellow more than I like our gold, but I like our purple better. I think our purple's a little deeper.
Golden yellow.
I like gold it. Is a what?
It's kind of, I don't know, like when they use it on the pants, it kind of looks like Dijon mustard almost.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right, I was just checking.
A little yellow.
I was just checking. I mean, I like Washington. I like Washington's purple. That's why I asked. I'm just kidding.
I like it too. They're going full purples today playing against Utah.
Yeah, I just like it.
Pac-12 battle.
I just like that.
Anyway, little news out of the SEC coaches meetings over the last couple of days. They're going to stick with 8 conference games over the next couple of seasons. Now, here's my take. I think they're going to do this for now. I think they're going to go to 9 eventually.
They will.
I think they're going to give the new teams a chance to get into the conference. Mm-hmm. They're going to give the playoff a chance to expand. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give ESPN a chance to go back to their accountants and come up with a better offer for what it's going to mean to have one more conference game for the SEC. And then they'll do it. Because here's what happens in college football. Anytime we talk about, I wonder if this will happen eventually. Will it be more money? Will it be more money if they play 9 conference games?
I think it will.
Yeah, but so then they'll do it.
I think 2025. Because they did say temporary.
Yeah.
They did say temporary, so I can see it going up the following year, because that's for 2024. They're also getting away from divisions. It's going to be just the SEC, not the SEC East, not the SEC West. And I think that's also a great thing. But, I mean, when Nick Saban says, because Nick's always been about 9. He's always been about 9. But then when he finds out, who his 3 permanents are going to be, he's like, no, it's not fair. We shouldn't have to play those three teams every single year, you know? And so that's why Nick went against it. All right. Now, there were other factors, but when Nick speaks, he usually gets his way.
Yeah. Yes. That is, to me, one of the big things that happened over the last couple of days was Nick Saban flexed his muscle once more and proved that he still has as much, if not more, say than anyone in that conference. I also think it's pretty easy for the rest of them to be like, all right, whatever, we'll do it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Then when they expand it and we can get 3 or 4 teams in the playoff every single year and you can lose 2 or even 3 games and still make the college football playoff, then I don't really care if we play 9 games.
Right.
It's going to mean X amount of million more dollars. Like, there's projections that these next media rights deals for the Power 2, because let's be honest, there's a Power 5 that we talk about, but really there's a Power 2. It's
Correct.
The SEC and it's the Big Ten as
Correct.
Far as the money that they're making. We're talking about $100 million a year potentially in revenue over the next 5. You could get there in the next 5 years.
Yep.
You're going to do that. If one extra conference game is part of that package, then that's going to happen.
I just saw that the Big 12 just paid out their $400 million between 10 teams. So, yeah, it's going to be over 100. It's going to be some serious cash. But, I mean, that's why, people are like, it's going to happen. I know we want it to happen right now. It's not going to happen right now as far as the 9 game. But you're right. It's going to happen eventually. All right? Just ease up.
But it's not going to happen for the reason that we want it to happen,
which
is more fun games and keep the rivalries alive. It's going to happen because the $100 million that we were talking about. It's going to happen because of the money, which whatever. I guess it doesn't matter how it happens, just that it does happen. We'll come back. We'll get into some Braves. Haven't talked a ton of Braves today as they had an off day yesterday. Hopefully took advantage of the rest. Back at it tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. What are you looking forward to in the month of June from a Braves perspective? Maybe that you didn't see in the month of May. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
A-T-L-A-N-T-A. Welcome to my city. It's the home of the brave. A-T-L-A-N-T-A.
Who do we have on? We had a guest on and both played this for them when it came on.
Yeah.
Was it Snitch?
No, it was it? I don't know. Oh, it was?
I think it was Snitch.
I was out that day.
Yeah, I think it was Snitch.
Was that when I had COVID or something? Some terrible. I hate missing shows, especially when Snit comes on.
One, I think you did play right, yeah. when we had Snit on.
Well, I think that's one of Snit's favorite songs. Yeah. I think he's got it on the.
He listens to it on the daily.
Got it on his iPhone. Yes, in his ear pods when he's on the airplane. All right, we'll get into some Braves conversation in just a minute. About 20 minutes away from an AMA as well. Do want to let you know and remind you that this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We had a correction.
Yes.
One of our listeners, Amir, mm-hmm. who's a big-time trivia guy. Amir used to provide some of the trivia questions and answers when we do Sports Jeopardy at night back in the day. So right. Amir goes way back with the trivia. He said that the answer to the question about Super Bowl I was incorrect. Randy was right. It was the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know.
And he also added, and he wanted this to be read aloud on the radio.
Okay.
Whoever does the questions and the answers is mid.
What the hell is mid?
I looked it up. Average or mediocre.
Who said that?
Amir did.
Who the hell Amir think he is?
I don't think he thinks he's anybody but Amir. He just wanted to make sure that we knew the answer to the question.
Okay, that's fine. But don't you got to talk about the questions is med.
Well, not the question. Whoever writes the questions.
You ain't got to talk about them either. Whoever they are. Amir, sorry they don't have your trivia acumen. Amir, don't be talking about folks. It happens. Somebody writes a bad question. Are you perfect at your job, Amir? No. Talking about somebody's med.
He might be mid at his job.
He might be mid at his job.
Most people are.
Yeah. What is med?
Mid.
Why can't you just say mediocre?
M-I-D. Because it's cool and it's faster.
I'm just saying. I ain't got nothing against Amir, but don't be talking because you a big trivia guy. Because you know who know who else says stuff like that?
Abe's a big trivia guy.
I know. And that sounds like something Abe would say.
Well, I just feel
like I'm not really mad at you, Amir. I'm not mad at Amir, because I really don't care.
Are you sort of by proxy mad at Abe
I'm
here?
Proxy mad at Abe.
Okay.
And yeah. Because that's all. Amir, say nothing against you, brother. I'm sure you're a nice fella, man.
You're not mid at your job, Amir. We're just kidding.
We're just messing with you, Doc. And it was pretty funny, too.
It also led to a four-minute conversation during the break between you and me being old, yes. Being like, what's mid mean?
I'm old. And then another two-minute conversation, a one-minute conversation with the love of my life, my wife, Donna, who mm-hmm. is doing some stuff outside. She's putting up them green things.
She's decorating your backyard.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah, she's putting up one of those. If you've been anywhere cool in the last couple years.
Yes.
It's got like those walls
yes.
that kind of look like ivy a
ivy,
little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, them like, things.
Like
yeah.
leaves, like one of those walls.
Yes.
And people will like take pictures in front of
yes,
them.
Yes, she's putting one up.
But a lot of times they'll have like neon pink cursive
she's
writing.
Not, that's not happening.
Okay.
That's not. Don't look at me like that. No, that will not happen.
That's where the buck stops?
That's where it stops. It's not happening. Didn't get no damn cursive pink something.
It'd look pretty cool though. Think about it. Backyard, green background, like a selfie with like you and your wife, and it said McMichael in neon letters behind you.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense.
I think it sounds pretty cool,
makes
man.
Makes no sense.
Make your backyard look like a brunch spot.
Dude, don't do that, man. Because she listens, and then she gets ideas. Because I told her, I said, fine, you can do a little bit, not a lot of them, all right? But no, you heard what I said? But no lights.
You did say that.
I said no lights, mm-hmm. all right? She said, what do you mean? Said no lights. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you put the idea in her head.
Yeah, damn.
Did I just accidentally do the
yeah,
neon
you
thing?
Did, Andy.
My bad. All right,
yes.
Let's talk a little Atlanta Braves here. Back in action tonight. May was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't great by Braves standards. You know, they were 18-9 in March and April combined. They were 15-14 in May, which you know, one game over .500 is not the end of the world, but We also understand a handful of different things happened in the month of May for that record to take place. I expect them to be better in the month of June, and there's a couple of different reasons why. I think we're going to have
one of them.
Yeah, you can guess them. I got four.
Okay,
I got four hopes, I guess.
Okay, let me get the first. Is one of them pitching staff continuity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Set rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a set rotation.
Okay.
As of right now, you got Strider, Morton, Elder, Schuster, and Soroka. So that's five starters.
Okay.
You feel good about that.
All right. Fielding picks up.
That's a hope. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a hope.
Fielding,
Because honestly, I think, you know, when you really dig into what the Braves might not be good at right now. Because, again, like any of these nitpicky conversations, I think it's okay to enter into them saying, this is still a very good baseball team that you trust,
right,
that you expect to have success and go a long way this season. But I think the thing, like, if they really aren't good at something, it's defense.
Yes.
Like, they struggle. The left side of their infield is not good defensively right now.
No.
Austin Riley can play better. I think he's played better at times in his career. I think this is probably the place where we're seeing the absence of Dansby Swanson more than anything, because Dansby Swanson's a really, really good defensive shortstop, and what you've had through the first 50 games has been average to below average most games.
You think Arcia's been?
He's okay. He's okay. I think balls that he gets to, he's good.
Right.
His range is not great.
Right.
And you got to remember, it wasn't him a lot of the time, too.
Yeah.
There was a guy out there who was very bad defensively, and that, I think, sort of skews some of what the numbers look like through the first 50 games. But, okay, if Arcia's out there more, then the numbers might get a little bit better, but he's never going to be, like, confused with a great defensive shortstop.
Oh, no, we get all that.
But that's out there, and that's the guy who's playing. So how much better can it get? I don't know, but just hopefully a little bit more consistent, because I do think, especially when you look at the bullpen, you know, we hang a lot of the frustrations on them, and I get that. They've been inconsistent, but I think the defense has let them down a lot.
I agree. Something to do with the bullpen?
Bullpen rolls.
Okay.
Bullpen rolls, hopefully. Having a set rotation will mean you don't have to start bullpen guys one out of every five games, which should help. Iglesias is the closer. We know that. What are the other guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who I know it's June 2nd, so you don't really have to have your 7th, 8th, and 9th guys solidified. It'd be nice to, but you don't have to. You can figure that out as the season goes on. But, like, today, say Charlie Morton goes 7.
Mm-hmm.
It has a really nice outing, but it's a close ball game.
Okay.
You want Iglesias to close it. Who's pitching the 8th? Like, who's your setup guy to get to Iglesias?
It's supposed to be AJ.
Supposed to be AJ. But who is it?
I don't know who it is.
Because I don't think it's AJ.
That's my thing. I don't know who it is.
That's what I'm hoping to see this month.
Okay, got you. Last one.
It's an individual.
Ooh. Michael Harris.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Hopefully Michael Harris starts to look, you know, like the rookie of the year Michael Harris, like he was last year. And I think, you know, injuries were a part of it, inconsistency in the order and lineup and all that kind of stuff. But he's going to be out there now, and his defense has been phenomenal. So that's a part of it that I don't know if we're going to say, oh, maybe he's banged up. I don't know, man, because he's playing, like, elite-level center field. He looks healthy when he's in the field. He just doesn't look good in the box.
Yeah.
So,
but he's making contact.
Hopefully that – yeah, yeah. And there's indicators over the last week that he's coming around a little bit. He hit the ball hard in Oakland at people, but hit it hard in Oakland. So hopefully he starts to find grass a little bit. But, yeah, no, I mean, Michael Harris getting back to being what he was last year would go a long way for this lineup. I mean, he's batting 9th. He's batting before Ronald Acuna – every single time, except for to lead the game off. And Ronald Acuna is doing a nice job.
Yes, he is.
It'd be pretty cool if Michael Harris was on base in front of him a little bit more often.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. But the thing with Michael is, I think the consistencies of playing games in a row is going to help more.
Okay.
You know, not to start, stop, banged up, and all those different things. I'll make an excuse
hopefully
for him. I'll make an excuse for him, because I like him.
Sure. No, that's reasonable.
I got one. Continued production from the left field.
Mm-hmm.
Continued production, either who it is.
That's a good point because, again, if you sort of look into it over the last week, Ozuna's kind of looking like April Ozuna again.
Yeah.
I think he's won for his last 17. After getting off to a great start in the month of May, he's probably not April Ozuna. He's probably not that bad.
Right.
He's probably not the first 20 days of May Ozuna either. He's probably not, you know, Lou Gehrig.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably somewhere in the middle, but he needs to be closer to May Ozuna if he's going to be designated hitting every single night. The good news is, like you said, like if you've got other options to either DH or play, I know he's not playing a lot of left field, but if you've got other options to sort of take those at bats, it's okay to use them.
Right.
Like, it's okay to start Pilar a little bit. It's okay to let Darno DH in place of Ozuna sometimes if Ozuna kind of comes back to earth a little bit. I'm with you. Like, we've gotten really solid production from that spot because he stepped his game up. I just don't know that it's going to stay where it was.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm trying to think of what, because I had one, and I think it's more or less on your side. Clean up the fielding. It's cleaned up. I'm with you right there because I remember, I mean, we talked about it probably like 10 or 11 games, and I was like, it just seems like this little bitty thing, you know, slow turning the double play, not getting the ball out your glove, all those different things. That's just, and those are frustrating things. And it, like you said, it probably cost you a game in Oakland. You know, make the play. Mm-hmm. Make the play, Austin Riley. And then, you continue to play on. I'm trying to think, do I have any? I think yours are pretty nice. Oh, more left-handed pitching so Isaac can hit right-handed.
Try to have the other pitcher be left-handed as often as possible.
Yes, yes.
So Ozzie Albies could bat right-handed.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be good. But it is interesting, though, just because you sort of look at what you had defensively in the infield a couple of years ago. Like the World Series team, that infield defense was incredible because Freddie Freeman was a really, really good defensive first baseman.
Yes,
and Olsen's okay.
He's okay.
He's okay, but he makes mistakes.
And Austin Riley ain't making it easy for him sometimes.
No, he hasn't.
He has not made it easy for him.
No, he hasn't. And you had one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball for the last 5 years, and you don't have that right now. And again, like, you go back to the beginning of the season, this is something that we talked about. Like, I think that they can find, they have. Like, you can find offense at that spot. It's going to be really, really hard to just basic level average defense, which, again, you haven't had for 50 games at shortstop. It's been slightly below average.
Right.
Average defense is a giant step down from what you had at shortstop over the last handful
of
years.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's a position where the ball goes to a lot. Also, and you know, I'm sure there's people that do this better than we do and that I do, but the effect of not being in the shift and having a shortstop that's not as rangy is probably showing up as well because they're not in the shift this year.
Right.
Last year they were in the shift all the time. So you knew what the guy was going to do, or at least
a percentage
of where the guy was going to hit the ball often, and you could sort of shade your defense that way. I feel like the Braves' defense is being impacted quite a bit because of that.
I mean,
what
do we know about baseball? If you're stronger in the middle, you're strong defensively. And not saying anything bad about Arcia. He's not Denver. We know that. But at the same time, he's the best option they got because we've seen the other options.
The right other now. Thing that I read, and I guess not because Max Fried hasn't pitched or whatever, they've gotten pretty bad defense from the pitcher position. Pitcher is not fielding, and I know that's a bunch of different guys.
Yes, yes.
But just in general, the pitcher has to field his position better for the Braves. And that just sort of goes back to that main thing of, like, if you're going to nitpick the Braves and talk about the thing that they're actually not good at. Because they're actually good at starting pitching. Their starting pitching is actually good statistically.
Yeah.
Their lineup is good, even though there's some guys that may be in slumps.
Their defense isn't good.
It has not been good.
It's a little thing.
So hopefully they figure that out.
ATL told me to grow up and grow my own Ivy. What the hell I look like? I got a brown thumb, not a green one. Come on, damn Ivy.
I got some, like.
You know how to grow Ivy?
I got some jasmine, like.
Yeah. I'm not growing no damn
vining jasmine right in the front. Looks good. Smells nice this time of year. I could hook you up with my jasmine guy if you're interested.
Okay.
His name's Jasmine. No.
Okay, I was right. I was like,
but that'd be cool, though.
That'd be cool.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic? Phone number is 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll get to some social media questions in just a minute. But Zach is in Greensboro. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So if you're sitting by a body of water, Power Rank, daiquiris, pina coladas, and margaritas, and also, what's your stance on the little umbrellas in your drink?
Thank you, Zach.
I disqualify myself from this.
All three, no go?
Yep.
I like margaritas. I'll have a margarita occasionally. I don't like pina coladas.
I don't like
rum.
My granddaddy would drink pina coladas all day when we were kids.
Really?
All day he would drink pina coladas. Like, just... I don't understand the fascination with them.
I get it. Like, it tastes good, but
she made pina coladas Monday.
Yeah, too sweet for me.
Not a big guy. No,
I don't really like sweet drinks in general.
No.
Like, I can, like, even drink, mixing anything with Coke.
Yeah.
like Jack and Coke, rum and Coke. It's just so sweet, yeah. So much sugar.
But to your point, if you like that, especially if you like umbrella drink, because again, I've come around since we've been together. I've broadened my horizon and all those other things. Because you know how it was about brothers with things in a drink. Remember how
is that because you like me and I like a lot of stuff that gives you as soft?
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. I had to come away from that thing. Because you know how I felt about brothers with umbrella drinks.
How?
You know how I felt now. You know, but I let it go.
Against it.
Yeah.
You were against it.
Hey, how your umbrella? Shade your drink.
Yeah, just keep it a little bit cooler in that one spot.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm good, yeah.
And daiquiris are good, too. But again, I'm not a huge rum drinker.
Yeah.
So but a margarita, yeah. I like a margarita for sure. And I'm fine with umbrellas. No problem with that.
Yep, I'm there.
Just like to imagine like a tiny little person lounging underneath the umbrella.
I mean,
really drunk in a lake of liquor.
Even if you pull out the umbrella and
and sometimes it's got like a pineapple on it, you know, and it's doused in the drink and then delicious. I'm really trying to get you to not let me get away with all this stuff.
You
let me get away with all of it. And sometimes afterwards,
cool.
You celebrate with your buddy like that video you sent me.
Yeah.
That was a weird baseball celebration, man.
Yes, it was.
Like a high five and then a high one.
Yeah.
Corey is in Vinings. Hey, Corey.
Hey, fellas. Hi, Corey. How y'all living?
What's going on, man?
Great.
Not much, man. On the way home, first want to give a shout out to my cousin. A happy heavenly birthday to him. And it's my birthday, too, as well. We share the same birthday, but only, like, 3 years apart.
Happy birthday, Corey!
Thank you, thank you. Living for the weekend, baby. But my question, y'all touched on the Barry Bonds documentary. My question would be, anyone came up to y'all, what would be the title of y'all documentary, and what would be the main takeaway from y'all respective documentaries? Thank you. Have a good weekend, y'all.
All right, man. Happy birthday.
Wow, thanks,
and,
Corey.
Corey said it's cousin. So who the hell is your cousin, Corey?
He knows.
No.
He's listening.
You think he's listening? Okay. My documentary would be an emotional roller coaster, Andy, coming from a little young jit all the way up to where I am now.
Yeah. What would it be called?
From a young jit to where I am now.
Born hard?
Yeah, that's what it'd be. It'd be just like, I think about it, like that's all when I go to mama's house, she'll start that stuff, be talking about when I was legit. I'm so proud of you now. I'm like, mama, thank you, but you don't gotta do that every single time.
So she basically does the documentary every time
every
you go
time
over
I
there.
See my mama.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you.
Because that's the fun part about documentaries is interviews with the people surrounding the person, right? Like, yes, it's about the person, but like your mom, if that were to happen, the interviews with your mom and Aunt Pam too, like. Yeah. In your documentary, and Aunt Melanie too, in your documentary that'd be the best part.
Yeah, them narrating.
It'd be very funny. Yeah. I don't know what mine would be called, but I mean, like, I don't have like a. There's like a great like.
You arc. Do it. Everybody has a
fairly,
story.
Yeah, sure.
But everybody like coming from South Side of Seattle.
Yeah, I wanted to do sports radio, and then I did it.
But the thing about it is, you
cool.
Didn't, yeah, but
it could be a two part documentary, Born Hard. And Born Yard.
Born Tender.
Born Tender.
Born Yard. Yeah, it's just me really enjoying doing yard work.
Yeah.
It'd be a super interesting documentary. All right, John is in Griffin. Hey, John.
Grip.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, John.
Quick question, and then one more question. With Father's Day coming up, how do y'all enjoy Father's Day? Do you grill out? Does somebody grill out for you? How do y'all spend it? Mm-hmm. And has Abe brought up Wilson anymore? Because that really scarred me.
Yeah, that was one of Abe's best lines. That was pretty funny.
Stay tuned for takeaways.
Yeah.
What was that?
When Abe talked about having sex with the volleyball.
Oh, yeah. That was, we didn't mean to scar you right
Remember
there.
Remember that? That was pretty good. Father's Day at the McMichael House.
Me cooking.
and paying for everything. So my Father's Day this year might be really great.
Because you're going to have
a baby. It's going to be really great no matter what.
But you're going to have a son.
But it might be really, really cool because, you know, 2 weeks from today is the scheduled date for the C-section.
Right.
So if the baby decides to hang out until then we'll have the baby early morning 2 weeks from today.
Right.
If everything goes right, we could be going home by Sunday, which is Father's Day.
Right.
So I'd be taking a new baby home,
mm-hmm.
where my other baby is.
Right.
And my dad will be there as well.
That's going to be awesome.
And the whole family. Like, everyone will be there. Her dad will be there, too. So it'll be everyone together. So it'll be really, really cool to bring home the new baby on Father's Day.
That'd be really cool.
It also is possible that we might have to stay till Monday.
Yes.
And then we'll just have Father's Day in the hospital. The other version's way better than that. So hopefully that's what happens. Social media question or two?
So what is Andy Bunker's baby plan in case he's at the studio and it happens suddenly?
Oh, the cousin of Corey passed away.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
I missed that part.
I missed that part, too. Thanks, Chandra.
Well, then he definitely is listening.
Yes.
And thanks. He definitely heard Corey say that. Baby plan is go home immediately. I don't live that far from here.
Right.
Get her and then go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if she had to go to the hospital, I would just go immediately to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I have not done yet and I need to do this weekend is pack my go bag.
Yep.
Need to get that together, learn some lessons from last time, bring some snacks, bring warm clothes. It's cold as hell in a hospital.
Is.
You're going to be there for a long time. And bring really comfortable clothes as well because you're just going to be sitting around for a lot of the time. I think I'm going to bring a blanket as well because some of the stuff that they give you at the hospital is a little
raggedy.
Yeah. They give the mom really nice stuff.
Yes. What is she doing?
Just what about
baby.
Dad?
What about dad? We're the ones that got to sleep on that damn couch.
Also, here's the plan because, you know, I don't drink while she's pregnant, but as soon as the baby shows up, I can. If it's a boy, it's Jack.
Right.
Jack Daniels.
Okay.
First drink. If it's a girl, I think the name probably is going to be Darby Rose.
Okay.
So we'll bring a little rosé to the hospital.
Sweet.
Have some rosé to celebrate the baby.
Sweet.
Either way.
Why don't you go with four roses instead?
Even
sounds,
better.
Sounds better than
either
rosé.
Way, it's whiskey. Yeah. Very smart, Abe. Yeah. Nicely done. Four roses for Darby. That's so much better than rosé. I don't even really like rosé that much. Really, really well done. So that's the baby plan.
Okay. Also, are there any funny baby stories that you all have in a follow-up?
My toddler walked up to my very pregnant wife 2 days ago, put her hands on her stomach and said, "Mommy, you big."
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And I was telling him, I was like, "Hey, you just wait. You just wait till they say it to a stranger." That's all I'm going to say. Just wait till they say it to a stranger.
He told a dog at Smyrna Market Village the other day to hush up. You're making me grumpy.
There you go.
That's what Lily said to a dog.
It's amazing the stuff that they hear. So,
yes. Also, on Sunday, we went over to the Battery and had some lunch at the Yard House. And the chair was cracked that she was sitting in, that Lily was sitting in. And she goes, "I think I broke it because my butt's big."
Did she say that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Again.
She's entered that phase of just saying wild stuff all the time, which is great.
Anything.
I'm sure you have good ones.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, my guy, he's on one, man. I'm talking about the baby.
The little guy.
Yeah, I can't find a way to keep him in the crib. Like,
man, I saw that picture the other day from your wife on Instagram.
Yeah.
He was out of the crib in the corner of the room underneath the stuffed animal.
Yes, knocked out this morning, trying to get in his room. Where's he at? He sleep by the door.
Oh, so you can't open the door.
Yeah, so you can't open the door because he sleep by the door. That's so, yeah, incredible. That guy, yeah, he just, I got to get a handle. And he thinks that everything, like, they went to the Great Wolf Lodge. They had day pass yesterday. And he has, like, this little baby tub that we play with outside. And everything he thinks he can climb in. So he's a climbing.
Yeah, he's a climber.
He's a climber, dude.
He's a climber. I remember first time I met him, he was like a week old.
Yes.
Damn near ripped my finger off.
Dog.
Little dude had a good grip.
Yeah, fell off the back of the chair yesterday. I got to stop. I let my kids fall.
He didn't even cry that day.
He didn't cry. I let him fall. Hell, you stop doing it.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
All them lumps on you.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Where am I at? I respect all things about Andy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Randy's got a brown thumb, not a green one.
Male gerbils get after it. And MB Stadium has a small hole.
Does.
So does Wilson.
Yep.
I had those back-to-back as well. How about gold when it's on the pants? Looks like Dijon mustard.
It does.
It does. We have a mediocre gold, I'll be honest with you. Dukes and Bell coming up next at the stadium with the small hole. We'll check in with them. After this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.